ABC Radio Australia.
My name is Jordan Fennell. You're with me here on Pacific Beat. And a question for you. How would you feel if your bank was loaning money to companies that have faced accusations of illegal logging? That's a question particularly for people in Papua New Guinea, with a new report finding that commercial banks have given hundreds of millions of kina to the country's largest exporters of tropical logs over the past two decades. And that's prompting calls for the banks to divest from the logging sector, as Marion Farr reports.
Papua New Guinea's rainforests are some of the largest and most biodiverse in the world.
These forests and the biodiversity that they protect are part of the production mechanism of oxygen.
They're important for wildlife and also for the climate.
They sequester carbon and they store this carbon, and now with issues to do with climate change, global warming, etc., becoming more and more urgent, we have to pay attention.
The governor of Oro Province, Gary Juffa, says protecting these natural assets is a priority.
I know for a fact that there are illegal logging activities taking place in the whole country. You know, my province itself is plagued with illegal logging activities. I'm in court over these matters.
While there's been a focus on legislation and the activity of logging companies themselves, attention is now turning to banks. A report by the advocacy organisation Act Now and NGO Jubilee Australia Research Centre looks into the financing relationships between banks and PNG's timber industry. It found that since the year 2000, PNG's banking sector has provided at least 300 million kina to logging companies. That's 120 million Australian dollars. The report also claims banks are at risk of being complicit in illegal activity associated with the sector. For Gary Juffa, that's concerning.
These companies would have to put their money somewhere or bank their money somewhere. They would have to transfer that money out or use it to pay bills or other transactions, etc. So obviously it would be going through the banking system. And then if a bank were to take those proceeds and then basically store it, use it, whatever, allow it to be transacted through its institution, then that bank is complicit or is in some way or another corroborating or aiding and abetting in the commission of these crimes.
The Act Now report focused on four major banks operating in PNG: BSP, Kina Bank, Westpac and ANZ. While BSP's policies consider logging from unsustainably managed forests to be an excluded sector, the report found it was still providing finance to logging giant Rimbunan Hijau, which operates subsidiaries in PNG. Those subsidiaries, the report says, have been implicated in allegations of police violence against landowners and environmental destruction. And it claims satellite images have shown one of the subsidiaries cutting down trees in areas where they're not legally allowed to harvest. Rimbunan Hijau has publicly rejected these allegations, saying it abides by all relevant laws and regulations and takes environmental regulations seriously. Kina Bank told the report authors it didn't have a financial relationship with Rimbunan Hijau, but the bank hasn't given a clear answer as to whether it is giving loans to other logging companies. Rimbunan Hijau, Kina Bank and BSP have not responded to the ABC's request for comment. But Gary Juffa says they should be paying more attention.
We can't ignore the fact that the rest of the world is now watching and concerned about deforestation, illegal logging and these type of activities.
And what about Westpac and ANZ? According to the report, the two Australian-owned banks only finance logging companies with FSC or PEFC certification. That's the global system that certifies wood from well-managed or sustainable forests. Westpac told the ABC it's reviewed its customer base and has closed the accounts of any customers without these certifications. But environmental scientist Professor Bill Lawrence says that doesn't get the banks off the hook.
The FSC, some people think relatively highly of it. It also has many critics. The PEFC actually came out of Indonesia originally, if I've got that right, and it's not nearly as well respected. And so, you know, there's lots and lots of problems that have arisen from that scheme. The fact that Westpac and ANZ are saying, you know, they'll fund people if they've got that PEFC certification, that's concerning, really concerning.
The Act Now report calls on all four banks to divest from PNG's logging industry. As a customer of ANZ himself, that's something Professor Lawrence supports.
You know the old saying, follow the money. And if the finance isn't there, then that definitely has an impact on the behavior of the loggers and or resource users. There's a lot of stuff happening in PNG. I mean, there's need for reform, you know, across PNG in various ways, in law enforcement, in understanding what's going on. And there is, unfortunately, a lot of hidden activity.
But what do people in PNG think about the issue? We asked a few customers if they were concerned about banks giving loans to logging companies, and the response was mixed.
I bank with BSP Bank since I started employment. But commercial banks, I don't have any issues in them giving credit to companies. But from my own perspective or my own point of view in terms of giving money to these logging companies that are logging our trees but not at the required and right places, I feel it's not right.
I think there's no issue at all with commercial banks providing financial services or access to logging companies. I mean, logging companies are just like every other company.
I think it is still bad practice for banks to be loaning out money to logging companies, especially that amount of money in the millions. I think the real question we should be asking is how much are the landowners benefiting from this?
At the end of the day, Gary Juffa says targeting banks is just one way to address the issue.
There are many ways you can deal with it. One way is that. The other way is to just, you know, enforce the laws. I mean, for instance, many of these logging companies keep breaching their permits and licensing requirements, and they're just given a slap on the wrist, some tiny little fine, and then they're allowed to continue.
Governor of Oro Province, Gary Juffa, ending Marion Farr's report with additional reporting by Belinda Cora.